Okay, Anthony, I have some crazy facts for you about every president that are going to shock you to know. But I'm not going to go through every single president because that's a lot of them. Do you know how many presidents we've had?
46.
Very good. I'm impressed that you knew that.
Wow. I knew that because Trump was so happy he was 45. If it wasn't for that, I would have no idea.
Right. All right. So I'm not going to go through all of them. But let me give you some of the highlights of some wacky things that our presidents have been through or done that you might not know about.
Okay.
Look, okay. George Washington. George Washington died of a throat infection. His personal doctor was called because he's, you know, you're the president's doctor, but he got there too late. Instead of examining the body and giving the time of death, you know, doctor things, he tried to cryogenically freeze him, which is pretty woke for 1799. Like, there was no cryogenic freezing.
There was no ice then. Was
well,
there?
So he was like, cold water. Put his body in cold water.
Right.
And then he was like, well, hang on a minute. And he knew about zombies. So he went a step further. He tried to do a transfusion with lamb's blood to George Washington. He tried to turn George Washington into a zombie.
How cool. Oh, that's the next movie on sci-fi.
Zombie George Washington.
Yeah, that could have sequels to it. That's awesome. That's a movie. With his wooden teeth and everything and his fake hair, he's a zombie. I want to watch that.
But that's actually kind of funny, like a zombie with wooden teeth. It's like brains. Yeah, try and bite me. Come on.
Right.
Bring your wooden teeth.
And his fake hair and his white hair is like, aren't you the dollar bill guy? He's like, brains.
You can't eat my brain with wooden teeth. That's ridiculous. Okay. James Madison, do you know what number president?
Six.
Fourth. Very close. Hmm. I'll give that one to you. He was so sure that we were going to defeat the British in the War of 1812 that on the last day of the war, he had this huge, elaborate meal prepared. He had the best wines. He had everything for the generals and their families to just celebrate the White House. But that's not how it went. We lost. Mm-hmm. Madison had to flee. The Brits took over Washington, D.C. They ate all the food. They drank all the wine. And
then they set the
White House on fire and they burned it down.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Where did he go?
Oh, I don't know. He fleed somewhere.
Okay.
Wherever you flee. Wherever
Virginia.
Wherever you fleed in 1814. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I've got two crazy first lady stories for you.
Okay.
So our 12th president, Zachary Taylor, he was the first person to coin the term first lady. So he was giving a eulogy about how amazing Dolly Madison was because she died during his term. And he says, she will never be forgotten because she was truly our first lady for a half century. Mm-hmm. And they went, huh, first lady. That's pretty good. We like that. So it stuck after he used that term describing Dolly Madison. So before we called FLOTUS,
the donut
FLOTUS,
lady?
No, President Madison's wife.
Oh, but she owns donuts.
No, that's a different Dolly Madison. So I got a little quiz for you.
Okay.
Okay. So before we called them first ladies, before they were FLOTUS, were they called the first wife, the wife of the president, the presidentress, madam president, or lady of the White House?
It's going to have to be wife of the president.
The presidentress.
That's stupid.
They actually called them the presidentress.
I've never heard that in my life.
See, that's why you're learning some stuff about our history.
That's
some
the
crazy
name of my
stories.
Next band.
The presidentresses. Here's the second first lady story I thought you'd like. So when Grover Cleveland, he was the 22nd and the 24th president. When Grover Cleveland first took office, he was unmarried. So his sister Rose stepped in as first lady, but she was a lesbian and she was in a long term committed relationship that we have since found the love letter. So it was sort of known then, but nobody outed her because she was gentry and they didn't want to do that, you know. So she was actually the first gay person we had in the White House. And that was 1885.
But they didn't live in a White House. He lived in a trash can.
Grover Cleveland was the president. Grover. Yeah.
I knew that. I knew that. Anybody knows that.
Richard Nixon tried to change the White House staff uniforms to make them look like a little more like little generals. Like he had the admiral things on the shoulders and he had all these buttons and stuff. But they ended up looking like children in marching bands, and they got he got made fun of in the press, and it was the biggest joke. So they had to scrap the idea, and they donated the uniforms to a nearby high school's marching band.
So it was a marching band uniform.
It was.
It actually, and the kids, was.
Yeah, and the kids that wore for the marching band were like, finally, new uniforms. Yeah. Wait, I have two more good ones for you. JFK, John F. Kennedy.
Mm-hmm.
His brain is missing.
Of course it is. It's on the back of the Lincoln.
Oh, I see what you're saying, because he got shot. Yeah. Well, there was some brain left, I guess. So
okay.
Following his autopsy, his brain was stored in the National Archives, which apparently has a section for brains. But in 1966...
That's where George Washington Zombie would break into. I'm writing this movie right now. yeah, he goes, and there's those jars with the bubbles.
Yep.
And there's all the brains, and then the zombie George Washington is like, woos, John F. Kennedy, and he goes down, and yeah.
Wait a minute, that's where John F. Kennedy's brain is, because it's missing. They found out in 1966, they couldn't find it, it was missing. You're right, zombie George Washington ate JFK's brain.
Yep. That and the backseat of the Lincoln.
Right. So it's a combination of two places. And here's the last one. This one I didn't know. This is really recent. So Barack Obama is insured against crocodile attacks.
Is he, you know, really?
Like when, yeah. So you know when you hear like Lloyd's of London and they insured like Jennifer Lopez's voice or Mary Hart's legs or, you know, whatever, that kind of thing, like a weird insurance.
Mm-hmm.
Barack Obama is insured against crocodile attacks because he went to Australia twice and the Australian government was worried that he was going to be attacked by crocodiles while he was there and touring, because apparently that's a problem there. So they bought him insurance. They bought him crocodile insurance.
The Secret Service couldn't protect him from an alligator?
I guess not.
They don't move that fast. So,
well, yeah.
You know what? Don't go near a swamp if you're the president. That's how you figure that out.
Right, right.
That's crazy. I wonder what kind of insurance presidents have on them and who gets
like
that
when
money.
They travel?
Yeah. And who gets that money if it happens?
Well, their families.
Does it
just like anyone else? Yeah, we wouldn't get the money.
Well, speaking of precedents, I mean, John Hinckley now is up to get out of jail. The guy that shot Reagan.
Is that the one who was in love with Jodie Foster?
Yeah. So he's now going to be out of. How the hell do you shoot a president and get out of jail?
And stalk Jodie Foster and they let you out of jail.
And shot a guy to where he can't walk now.
Right.
You shot a couple of people that day, and now you're going to get out of jail. I don't understand that at all.
Yeah, I don't understand it either. So what's the reason? What's the reason they're giving for allowing him out of prison?
He had such an easy sentence because he could leave for a couple of days a month and go home and spend time with his mom. And yeah, it was really crazy.
What?
Yeah, it was crazy what he could do. And I never understood that.
He was allowed to like just leave prison for the day and
once
like
Reagan
go to Target.
Once Reagan died, then he was allowed every now and then to leave. But you got to promise you'll come back. Okay, I'll come back. So he would always come back. So now they're going to let him out.
Okay, so it wasn't the fact that he was just trying to shoot presidents in general. He just really hated Reagan.
He was only after Reagan and Mrs. Reagan. He was after both of them.
And now that they're both dead.
Right.
Then, he got his wish.
Right. But how? I don't understand how you can shoot a president and ever get out of jail. I don't understand that.
Right. I agree. And like I said, and he famously stalked Jodie Foster. So she's probably pretty scared.
Yeah, she's
right?
Like, come on. The guy hated three people in his world and I'm one of them. And you're letting him out.
when I was in grad school, I was minoring in forensic psychology. So I had to take classes at Fordham Law School. And one of the things they would teach us was, like, you know, law and psychology. And they taught us about the Hinckley defense, because that's like a thing now. That's like a thing in courts, that if you have a certain mental illness, they take that into account now. So if you have a mental illness and you kill somebody, that's different if you just kill somebody.
Let's say you're complete batshit and you shoot somebody and they die. You shouldn't get out of jail. I don't care if you are crazy.
And I agree with you. I'm not saying anything. I'm just saying that case was precedent setting because of them finally taking into account mental illness.
Mm-hmm.
Before that, it was just like, you shot somebody, you're going to prison. They didn't care why. So mental illness started to become a thing. But, you know, he's still obsessed with Jodie Foster. It's still a problem. She should be like, no, you cannot let this guy out. Like, I'm famous. He knows where I am. And he's known for shooting famous people.
No, nobody has seen her in 20 years. So she's fine.
Good luck finding her.
Yeah, we haven't seen her since Contact. So nobody's finding her. But let's say somebody is that crazy. Mm-hmm. Can they ever be cured?
I mean, it depends on what mental illness they have. And is there medication that could help them? You know, if they're schizophrenic, I guess there is medication you can take.
But if you don't take it.
No, that's the biggest problem. You have to take the medication. And once you're out of prison, see, if you're in prison, they make you take the medication every single day. You show up, they put it in your mouth. They watch you take it. You can't cheek it. You know, they make sure that you take the medication. Once you leave prison, there's nobody there to make sure you stay medicated. And that's when problems happen. That's usually what happens, is once they leave, they stop taking their medication, and then we have real problems again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So if he gets out and he says he's crazy and he was never cured, then he's always going to be crazy. So you can't let the guy out.
Think of it like this.
Somebody else.
Think of it like this. They let him out and you know where he moves? Your neighborhood.
Right. You want them living next door to you?
Exactly. Right. That's how you can't think of it in a global sense, like, you know, well, should we let them out or not? No. Do you want them living near you? No. Can you, if you can find me somebody who'd be like, sure, come live with me, John Hinckley Jr.
Mm-hmm.
No, I don't. I think that's a situation that you cannot let somebody like that out of prison. It's too dangerous.
Yeah. And when he shoots somebody else, you go, we told you don't do that.
Who could have seen that coming? Yeah.
Right.
What do you mean he's unmedicated? Who could have seen that coming?
Jodie Foster got shot? Really? Right. He found her? How did he find her? We can't find TMZ can't find her.